You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Because that's the big deal here. Dolphin orgies.
The Wire.
Last week, Warner Brothers Discovery announced a major downsizing of its operations in New Zealand, including a proposed closure of all platforms of the newsroom at News Hub at the end of June this year. The closure would result in the loss of approximately 300 jobs across the company. Koi Tu, the Centre for Informed Futures, a think tank at the University of Auckland, is expediting the production of a media policy position paper, which will set out factors to address to ensure the survival of journalism in Aotearoa. I speak to the leader of the project, Honorary Research Fellow Dr. Gavin Ellis, about the impending proposed closure, concerns about the future of journalism in Aotearoa, and how he thinks we can ensure its survival. For those who may not know, could you please explain the impending proposed closure of the newsroom at News Hub?
Last week, Warner Brothers Discovery, the international owners of TV3 and News Hub, announced that they intended to close the News Hub operation with the possible loss of up to 300 jobs at the end of June. Now, they say they're going through a consultative process. My own feeling is that the die is already cast and that come the end of June, we will have a significant reduction in the journalistic resources of New Zealand.
The director of Koi Tu, Sir Peter Gluckman, has said this closure is a canary in a coal mine that will have serious implications for New Zealand's democracy. Can you explain what you believe he means by that? What are these implications?
He said a large canary in a small coal mine, which perhaps puts even more emphasis on it. What we are looking at is not a one-off, but the possible beginning of serious contraction in the number and scale of news media outlets in New Zealand. Our commercial news media is struggling. Their revenue continues to decline. Same goes for Television New Zealand, which, although it's state-owned, is commercially operated and commercially funded. They've just posted a half-yearly loss. So, you know, the signals are really worrying, which means that we need to do something about it. Now, the industry needs to do something about it, but so too does government, which is why Koi Tu is in the process of preparing a media policy position paper that we want to present to the government. And as Sir Peter announced last week, we're accelerating that process in the light of the News Hub announcement.
Adding to that, there is widespread concern that with the impending demise of the newsroom at News Hub, that TVNZ will have a monopoly on televised news reporting. How dangerous is this, do you think?
I don't think I would use the word dangerous, because I think that Television New Zealand is a principled news outlet, but it is nonetheless a concern in any democracy where one form of media is in the hands of a monopoly. And remember that News Hub doesn't just broadcast a 6 o'clock bulletin. They produce news that is disseminated across social media, across search engines. So, you know, it's not just television news. We've got to stop thinking of News Hub as just a television station. It's not. Its news content goes, you know, is widely disseminated. You know, using platforms like TikTok in particular means it gets to younger people, and the loss of that is really serious.
And we've already seen journalism shift from newspapers and magazines to digital platforms in the past decade. What do you think the future of journalism in New Zealand will look like? Are we witnessing another shift, or is it declining?
What we're seeing is a different dimension to the same problem. Now, we've seen newspaper circulations declining over time. What we're now seeing is the same thing happening to television audiences. And television broadcasters are now looking in the short term towards a future without linear broadcast. They will have digital services only, and I'm sure that's what it is at the core of this decision over News Hub, that Warner Brothers Discovery is looking to provide streaming services in New Zealand, not broadcast services.
So will that kind of look like adaptation?
Well, I suppose in a way it is, because Warner Brothers Discovery already produces a huge amount of inventory that we already see on streaming services here, so it would be an extension of that. But in terms of the decline of linear broadcasting, it's for exactly the same reason as we're not seeing people buying newspapers. So the lessons that newspapers have learnt to one degree or another, that their future is a digital one and one day the presses will stop, applies equally to television.
And you've mentioned your project with Koutou. Could you tell us a bit more about that and how you think Aotearoa New Zealand can ensure the survival of journalism?
One of the things that we were disturbed about during the election campaign was the dearth of broadly drawn media policy in each of the parties. New Zealand First was really the only party that had anything looking at a comprehensive, or I think that's perhaps overstating it, but had more of a media policy than the others, even though I think their call for a Royal Commission on Media Bias was vindictive. But they had some other things in there that showed a concern for the future of journalism, which, that Royal Commission aside, I applaud. But this lack of a holistic view of preserving our journalism, and that's what it comes down to. It's not preserving an individual company and certainly not propping up commercial operations, but we do have an obligation as a democracy to preserve our journalism. And the Koutou project is looking across a broad spectrum of policy levers that could help to ensure that future is secure. We need sustainable journalism if we're to continue to function as a democracy. And it's time that the public realised that. You know, I was disappointed after the announcement about News Hub that people were sympathetic about the loss of so many jobs, but very few people articulated the consequences for democracy. And I think that the public of New Zealand need to understand the role that journalism plays in that. It's not a nice to have, it's vital.
News and editorial director Jessica Hopkins also spoke to head of journalism at Massey University, Associate Professor James Hollings, about the closure of News Hub. Here is that interview.
Well, we saw that Warner Bros. Discovery announced News Hub will close at the end of June. What is your reaction to this?
Well, it's hugely disappointing, obviously, for the staff involved and for, I think, also all of New Zealand, really, because it's the loss of a major part of our broadcast news ecosystem, and it's pretty important for our democracy to have a alternative to TV1, and that's now going to be lost with the loss of the news division of News Hub. And that's, I think, a real worry for us, actually.
Why should the public be concerned about the closure of News Hub and a lack of funding for media in general?
News Hub's been around for 20 or 30 years now, and it's provided a really important competition for TV1. I don't know if anyone remembers, but before we had TV3 News, TV1 News used to be pretty bit boring and a bit lazy. Having a competitor has really sharpened them up. And with the loss of that competitor, I think I'm worried about what will happen. Also, because it's a private sector operator, it's not paid for by the government, in other words, unlike TV1, it is, I think, at least a perception of independence. TV1 journalists are very independent, but it has more of a perception of independence and it can sort of go places sometimes that TV1, I think, can't. It can take more sort of risks and be a bit more edgy in a way that the sort of the state-run operator has to be a bit more middle of the road, conservative in its reach. So we're losing that diversity and variety and particularly the competitive element, which helps keep TV1 sharp. So that's a real concern, I think. But in New Zealand, we're a small country, but we are big enough to have at least two TV news stations. Big cities around the world would have at least two. And as I say, in a democracy, especially nowadays, with, a huge variety of voices and opinions out there, from people who support one of Trump to people who on the left as well. And you need news outlets that sort of cater for different areas and speak to different areas. You can't expect one to be all things to all people. And so the risk is, I think, and it's not just a risk, it's going to happen, is with the loss of alternative outlets and variety of voices, people just switch off and don't engage with what's happening in their communities and in the news because they don't think they have a voice. If they don't think they have a voice, they get marginalised and they become prey to disinformation, fake news, overseas actors coming in and peddling rubbish at them, as we saw with Counterspin, the whole protest, everything else, and so on, and in COVID. So it's really important there's a variety of responsible, sensible news outlets out there that cater to different groups in our communities so that everyone feels they're having a chance getting their voices heard in some form or another.
Broadcasting Minister Melissa Lee has claimed that the News Hub closure is because the way people consume media has changed and that there's plenty of other media out there. Do you agree to this and with this and to what extent?
Look, with great respect, Melissa Lee is really behind on this and she's, I think, performed really badly on this whole thing. For example, she didn't seem to know that Sky News is actually produced by News Hub. She felt Sky News was an alternative, and actually it's produced by News Hub, so Sky News is not going to be around either. And she's actually quite wrong, because a lot of what people are consuming on social media, they might be consuming it on different platforms, but originally it comes from places like News Hub, and it's produced by them, and TV New Zealand, and stuff, and so on. And so Google and Meta and X and TikTok and Instagram, Snapchat, they're not making news. They're pinching it off the people who are producing it and they're not paying for it. And that's what the government has got to stop. Other governments around the world have stopped that by introducing a legislation to make these major overseas corporates pay a share for the news that they are effectively selling on to the public. Canada's done it, Australia's done it, the UK's doing it, New Zealand needs to do it too, but Melissa Lee doesn't seem to get that, and there is a bill before the House, but she doesn't seem to have any sense of urgency about progressing it. It's indeed sort of talking quite worrying terms about let the market take its course. She seems to think this is just one-off company failure, but it's not. It's a systemic problem. Other countries have recognised that we need to too, and the government just can't sit back and let the market take its course here because they'd be naive and foolish to let that happen. And other countries aren't doing it, so why are we?
And as a journalism educator, do you see this closure having any impact on students, particularly journalism students?
Well, it's interesting you should say that because I've got a class here of students who've come down to Wellington in our Massey course here for a full-on contact week, and the news broke just as we were about to visit TV1, so it couldn't have come at a worse or at a better time in the sense of certainly it's a concern to them. I can see on their faces is that what's going to mean for us. Is there going to be jobs for us? So it's a worry for journalism students. I think there are other things, smaller scale, opening up around in the sense that it's a very active sort of ecosystem news, and there's always where one thing closes, another thing will open. But not in broadcast, and broadcast is expensive and it takes quite a long lead time. You've got a lot of capacity to build up. That doesn't just happen overnight, so nothing's going to pop up overnight to replace News Hub, I wouldn't think. So I think there'll be jobs for journalism students. I'm not too concerned about that, but I do think that as a country we should be very worried, and the politicians they just seem to wake up. You can't just take journalism and a free press for granted. It doesn't just happen by chance, and they need to support it. And ultimately, they will pay the price too if they don't support free media, because they will end up with a media that's controlled and manipulated by shadowy outside forces, oligarchs and the others. And their voices will be marginalised before they know it. They'll be really much on the back foot themselves. So everyone has got a stake in this.
That was Dr. Gavin Ellis and Associate Professor James Hollings on the impending proposed closure of News Hub and the future of journalism in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.